A listener production.
Activate your internet, because the Hamish and Andy podcast starts in 3, 2. Sorry, still buffering. 1.
Ahoy with a smile to you, Hamish.
Ahoy with a wink to you, Andy.
And ahoy with a grin to you, Jack.
And ahoy with a cocked eyebrow to you, Jack.
Ahoy with a smiling face back to both of you.
Yes, it's a triumphant day. We know that loyalty cards have been going out across the globe.
Hitting the world, raining down upon thee.
We'll get to that soon. It's ahoy to Nick first. I think he's in Melbourne.
Ahoy, boys, and hello, Jack. It's Nick here from Melbourne. Hope you enjoyed your weekends. I spent mine trying to upload this audio file.
Long weekend.
I've got a quick question about A Gone in 60 Seconds. I was recently having dinner with my girlfriend and told her that I needed to go for a quick wee.
Smart.
Went to the bathroom and returned very promptly, completing a number 2.
Well done.
Informed her of this, and she was quite surprised. Mm. However, about 20 minutes later, I realised that I probably hadn't finished and had to go back again.
Okay.
To complete the process. Just wondering if you would consider this a completed Gone in 60 Seconds or only a partially completed and therefore failed Gone in 60 Seconds. Thanks, guys.
Great question.
The floor is yours, Abe. The floor is yours, of course.
I think, look, what an emotional rollercoaster, because, of course, firstly, well done.
Yep. You're proud of him.
Very proud of him, and I admire all the students of the Gone in 60 Second discipline.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, it's not gone in 60 seconds, back in another 30.
Yeah.
You know, it is gone in 60 seconds and you get the job done.
The heartbreak for me in this situation, Ham, is very similar to when a jockey's won the race but hasn't got correct weight.
He literally didn't have correct weight. Why are you a kilogram too heavy? I should have done a poo out there. Which I wonder if a jockey has ever done. If a jockey's come in heavy.
Yeah.
Is he too light, aren't you, as a jockey?
Too light,
Light as a jockey. Oh, you could claim I did a poo out there. Then it's up to the stewards to go looking.
Review the tape, yeah.
And then they might be going, stool. Hang on a sec. Oh, that's a horse. Oh, 50-50. Inconclusive. Anyway, no, I agree with the heartbreak.
Yeah.
The question of going, is it a fail gone in 60 seconds? Look, it is if you had to go back. I mean, if you didn't get it, if you got so little out that you were forced back.
Within 20 minutes.
Within 20 minutes.
How long?
I feel like a broken record here, but I'll keep saying it, and I might even have to release more cassettes before the end of the year.
Yeah.
I cannot stress this enough. It's not a comfortable manoeuvre.
Well,
it's not comfortable. It's not enjoyable. It's not pleasant.
Yeah.
If you want to have an enjoyable poo, do a Gone in 60 Minutes. But if you want a quick, elite poo where no one knows you're pooing, that is what a Gone in 60 Seconds for. It's no peeing, usually. I mean, you can, but you've got
to
be smart.
Hard not to.
there's ways.
You've invented that. That's not
peeing
part of it.
Very fast.
There's no
relaxing. There's no second contraction. There's no looking at your phone. There's no nothing. And you will probably be getting off the toilet before you feel like the job is done, because it's so fast your body doesn't have time to adapt.
Yes.
But
hopefully enough's done to get you through the rest of the social experience.
What it really is, if you want to get very zen about it, it's about pulling you out of these sensory experiences. It's not about waiting until you feel good.
Mm.
It's about objectively, Jack knows, it's about managing your body like an elite athlete to go, well, of course I don't feel comfortable, but I know I'm fine. It's like an endurance runner or like an, you know, someone climbing Everest. I don't feel good, but I know scientifically I'm okay.
Yes.
And I've got a process to go through.
Press on.
Yep.
Okay. There's the feedback, Nick, and I think it's pretty clear.
Nick, have another go. The beautiful thing about bowel movements is they come around again. you've got your own little inbuilt totem tennis pole to train on every day.
Hey, big news last week. Obviously, that Jack's Bitcoin compadre wasn't a scammer. But he had significantly less words than he'd hoped for when he was putting it through a computer system. This is a situation you've just new to the podcast. We encourage everybody to start from the start. But,
rewind.
But
you won't understand the kind of 60 second stuff either.
But Jack has lost his Bitcoin password, my Bitcoin password as well, and he thinks he wrote words around his house. This is how it kind of ended last week.
So pretty much there's 24 words. Unfortunately, we've only got half of it, I believe. Jack had advised me in his super stealth ability to hide parts of the words that he'd hidden around the house.
I sort of looked flash across Jack's face there when you said the bit about how he'd hidden words around the house and he could only find half of them. Is that true, Jack?
That is one thing I think might have happened.
All I need is if he can find any words.
Could you have another look, Jack, around the house?
No, I've looked. Yeah. That's the problem. If I knew where the words were, I would use it.
Could we, Jack, would you be comfortable if we hire two people to go around your house?
ASIO officers.
And just
that's
sweep
a good
it.
Idea. Send them in. Send the guys in.
Okay, well, no, I don't
know. Of course
know
it appeals to Jack. Of course it appeals to Jack. He doesn't have to do any work and there's reward in it. But that's where we landed, Anna. We put the call out last week.
Don't know why I said two.
I just think that's what you see a lot on movies, and they wear hair nets over their feet.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And also they keep each other accountable because if someone finds the passwords, then they...
Oh, yeah, and he comes out and goes, oh, I didn't find anything.
Yeah.
And then goes away with a grin on his face.
Of course. Yes. We need someone for internal affairs to lean on in the event of a scandal. Mm. But also I don't think any of us want a situation where Jack's house is being searched and you don't have the fun of someone yelling out clear.
Yeah, that's
from
true.
From one room to the other, and you only obviously yell that out if you're not alone. So, Ando, we got what can only be described as an amazing response from a bunch of people who really...
I know you don't read many of the emails these days. It used to be part of the role, but...
I don't have it synced up with my email client anymore.
You would never.
It doesn't sound like the technology exists these days. It's too hard to get them.
But, Jack... Overwhelming response.
I mean, the level of qualification here is just phenomenal.
Do you want me to throw out one first?
Well, can I go quickly here? REG.
Okay.
So already I like these, not full name. Yeah. Don't know if it's male or female. I'm eager. Hi there. I am eager to apply for Job Sweeper. You might be asking, what is Job Sweeper? Good question. Job Sweeper is a position in one would be sweeping through Jack's house in an attempt to find the missing 12 words of his Bitcoin password. I'm aware this job would be no easy task, but I'm determined to help so Andy can get his share of the Bitcoin, even though he'll probably just buy ciggies with it. All the best. Hopeful Job Sweeper.
It's a Job Sweeper initiative that we've got on our show at the moment.
How would you like to sweep houses for passwords?
I like that. He didn't really say that
he's got no qualifications. I just kind of like the name of the program.
I will counter that application with this one from Peter Jory. I have had to cut it down because it was extensive, Jack.
The good ones you were, weren't they? The good ones ran to sort of 1,000 words.
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm emailing you with regards to your call for the need of people to sweep Jack's house. I'd like to volunteer my services as well as my wife's.
I'll
start with my qualifications and experience first.
Like a Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Husband and wife spy team.
I am a senior prison officer. I've been a prison officer for 6 years. My day-to-day duties and requirements include searching cells, finding contraband from the obvious jail, made alcohol, aka homebrew, to the less obvious, harder items to find, drugs, weapons.
All right. And Jack, did you write any of the 12 words on a sharpened toothbrush? Can you remember?
It's possible. I can't remember. I've really, honestly, over the week, tried to think of where I could have hidden something, and I'm drawing blanks all over the place.
During my time as prison officer, I've earned the nickname Sniffer Dog Jory from other staff of the group because he gets the job done.
Finds it.
He's also on the prison's elite emergency response group, the ERG here, which includes random late-night searches under pressure.
Yeah. I mean, you can imagine the pressure. If you've got a prisoner there going, mate, I've hidden my Bitcoin password and I don't know where it is. And I'm out and I leave tomorrow. I'm getting released and I need to find those 12 words. Yeah. Pressure would be on. Because you don't want the prisoners to be upset.
No, exactly. they might, and they need that money. You need to get back.
Then on the way out, he's going to go, oi, sniffer dog, didn't find my password. Yeah. Get him. You know.
Yeah.
Then you've got a whole problem on your hands.
Another qualification and portfolios include Riot Formations Commander. And a subject matter expert in searching procedures and standards. I spend the majority of my days either searching or thinking of places and ways to hide contraband.
He thinks like a criminal, right? Yeah, smarter criminal.
Yeah. Now onto my wife. She is a Victorian police officer. She has obvious experience in general duties, policing. Yep. He'll be running the search side of the project. My wife will run interrogation and questioning of the investigation. Wow, what a double act.
That's a good double act. And I like the idea that even though Jack claims he's drawing a blank, maybe she's such a good interrogator that she will subconsciously force you to
scare it out
get
of me.
Something.
She also has training and qualifications in undercover policing, so we could send her in without as Jack knowing.
Send her in as Jack's dog or something, like a Wilfred suit.
Yeah.
Oh, Luna, good morning. You seem bigger. Don't mind me.
So there's options there.
That's really good. Ando, this is from Lee.
Yep.
He's included his second name, but he does a lot of please don't say this on air, so I'll just leaving it leave for a second. Okay. Listen to the podcast. I cannot be more adamant that I am your man to do the sweep okay. of Jack's house to find the missing Bitcoin passwords. Hmm. I've been in the security industry for over 18 years, and I was the Victorian Regional Security Manager for a large shopping centre company who okay. doesn't want us to name.
Okay.
I'm no CIA operative.
No.
Just in case we thought the CIA had people heading up shopping center security as sleeper spies.
Yep.
But I honestly feel I have the skills required to find the missing words at Jack's place. I've got experience with working closely with police at many levels, counterterrorism teams,
mm-hmm.
trained hundreds of security staff, and I've written high-level security plans for all major shopping centers in Victoria. Mm. I am a bit of a bogan from Narre Warren, so I know and interact closely with criminals on a daily basis. His words, not ours.
Okay.
And I've got experience with where Jack may have hidden the code words.
Okay.
You know
okay.
what that means. So he sort of knows the way, again, maybe Jack could be thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Currently the senior operations manager for a different shopping center. I believe I'm the man to get this done.
Can I just stop you for a second? I'm just thinking about it now, but... The Victorian government hired private security when they could have gone.
Sure. We don't think it's Lee.
We don't. Lee obviously wouldn't have done what for COVID purposes.
I'm fairly sure.
Just,
one of his lessons in his training would have been don't. You know.
Yeah, don't sleep with any of the.
Don't stop him. And he probably would have started with it, goes without saying, but I'm going to say it anyway.
Yeah. So that's my worry for that one.
Yeah. This comes with, at the moment, it's got bad press around it.
Yep. What about this?
But also, he sounds outstanding.
Yeah.
Well,
18 years experience.
18 years experience. And he said he can do the work solo. He said okay. he's going to do it in a methodical way to ensure he doesn't miss anything.
That's good, actually.
Yeah. So, in my younger years, when I was 10, I did steal a Toblerone from a shopping centre supermarket and security was onto us. Because I think we were looking conspicuous. And when we got outside, I threw it in the bushes.
Yeah.
It was a big Toblerone.
Yep. Did you go back to get it?
No, but they found us. We watched them from over the road and they found it straight away. So they have.
Wow.
Those guys have experience in finding contraband and they can think like criminals. Because I was hoping to go back and get it, Andy.
Okay, that's a tick back in Lee's camp for sure. How about this from?
I had a Toblerone last night. It just occurred to me.
When you're shoplifting something, not that we encourage it at all, but why would you go for the big triangular Toblerone and not a normal?
Because it's the most expensive.
Mm. It was the hardest to conceal.
It was just down the pants, down my tracky pants. But then you're right. But then walking, like it was wobbling around, like it was easily 100 grams or more. It wasn't a small one. It wasn't airport size. Like it wasn't so big I had to wrap it in a rug or something, like a dead body, but it was silly. It was too big.
I've got zero experience except for the time you made
I made you shoplift downstairs and you were very good at it.
I was frightened. Hey, this is from Jake.
You would have noticed I was in my element.
Last candidate. Maybe Jack will pick. I'd like to sweep Jack's house for the words. I'm in the Defence Force. Can't say any more, but I'll find those words.
Unreal. Really good. Really good. Well, here's the thing. I mean, Jack, it's up to you. I think whether we pick Ali or not, we should call it Job Sweeper, the program.
Yeah.
Who do you like, Jack?
It's definitely between the shopping center expert, the operations manager, and the prison guard and his wife.
His wife,
the police investigator.
Great example from our Defence Force legend that... Even when you're going for a covert job, there is such a thing as saying not enough. I mean, I know what he's going for, an air of mystery, but you know, where the guy's hiring you, so you need to elaborate a little bit.
There's no backstory or anything to
Also a little frightened of him. Let him in your
house. Just a great example for anyone listening that is thinking of applying for covert positions. I would say the job interview is the space where you do elaborate, and then you go, but obviously, should I be asked about this?
Yeah.
I won't say much more.
Yes. Yeah. Jacko, do you going to make a decision? Obviously, we'll have to wait. We're in heavy lockdown in Melbourne, so we'll wait. But
till the government gives you the green light. But it'd be nice to have our team on standby.
It's hard to go past the sniffer dog, prison guard, and he's in the investigator.
Yeah,
I think so.
And it's a double act.
Yeah,
it's the double act.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Congrats, Pete. He's got experience tossing cells.
Yep.
I mean, I'm not taking anything away from the difficulty of like locking down shopping centres, but finding contraband, and that's what you've done, Jack.
Mm.
Essentially, it's a bit like the movie Memento, which I've only ever seen once, but doesn't he leave clues around his house and he can't remember where he's left them?
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what you've done, Jack. You've mementoed yourself, and we need someone with elite level sniffability to get it out of you.
And that's Pete Nash. Well done.
Well done, guys.
triumphant week, obviously in some hard times for some people, but boy, has there been a lot of joy with everyone getting their Hamish Nettie loyalty cards delivered, the lucky 29,990 or 29,900.
Yep. Yeah, no, yeah. 29,990. Oh, no, 29,900. You're right. Sorry, drive away. You're right.
The first 29,900 people to apply for the Hamish Nettie loyalty card, which is, it's the card the stores love. Entitles you to 10% off every store worldwide.
Just fantastic.
Yep.
And then obviously 5% you give straight back to the store.
Hmm.
You keep 5%. Everybody wins.
Yep.
It's what we need to get the economy back on track.
Absolutely.
Globally. There have been whispers that the US Federal Reserve is talking to us about rolling this out throughout America.
Really?
Stimulate their economy.
We can't
comment on that.
We can't afford it.
We need to see a little bit of costs covered.
Because
at the moment, it's not the card that the Hamish Nettie bank account has loved.
No.
But you just can't put a price on it.
It's certainly the card that Phil, our bookkeeper, hates.
Even though we had one. Must be very nice for us. Before we've got a couple of it. We've got a little bit of a highlights reel here. If we've tried to contact some of the people that are, you know, that are aware of the card. Obviously, every store in the world is on board with the card.
Yes, we
some are having teething problems. Yes. Amazon is probably one of the bigger websites globally. It is having a few teething problems at the moment.
Yep.
Had a bit of feedback there. We've been assured they're working on it.
Yep. Absolutely.
So that's always nice to get that kind of a thumbs up from JB.
Yep.
Jeff Bezos, not...
Johnny Barker, former centre-half forward for Hawthorn.
Or James Brayshaw.
Okay.
From the Rush Hour. before we get to, I texted James Brayshaw and went, maybe you're in trouble with Amazon. Like, no worries, boys. I'll have a look at it. I'll jump on the back end. Not a lot of people know that, but he does have the codes for the Amazon back end. Before we get to hearing about some of the stores, I got tiny bits of business for the rollout. Little bit of housekeeping. Justin Schmidt, heartbreaking here. He said, finally received your loyalty card. It's great. Super stoked. My house got broken into last night and my wallet was stolen. He goes, one of the first things I thought was, oh no, my Hamish Nettie loyalty card. I know the cards have come by and I feel so guilty losing it after being lucky enough to make the cut. I even had the limited edition Adele version.
Oh, great.
Feel guilty asking for a replacement.
Yep.
I'd be more than happy to pay for one. I'd appreciate it if possible. Otherwise, if this email gets you guys, just know that I loved it while I had it.
Yep.
Hope you're both safe.
Well, I hope you got some bargains while he had it, but unfortunately there won't be a replacement card.
Justin, if you can tell us the number, we'll put out a message to all stores to keep an eye out for that number. So when the criminal goes to use it, that's how we'll track it.
That's
our
offer
to you.
Yeah.
Hey, one other thing, Jez, can we get our web geezer in? When people were applying for loyalty cards, remember we were like, we've got to sniff out these fake names.
Yes.
We can't have too many El Squirrelsons getting the card.
Yeah.
Jez, you did an amazing job of sniffing out the names. I just want to ask how many, were submitted for people wanting a loyalty card coming in under, Cardi McCardface or whatever?
Probably about 200.
200,
yeah,
right.
200.
But we got them?
Yes.
Did we, Jez? Could you please, someone sent me this message when they received their card. Could you please read out the name on the card? Into the mic if you could.
Big Cock Lock. I thought that could be legit.
I'm not going to message him back for evidence. Jess.
Do we know for sure that that's not his birth
big
name?
Big Cock Lock Hughes.
Yeah.
It's Big... The B and the C, it's Big Cock is one word, and the B and the C are capitalised.
Yeah, okay. But
Big Cock Lock Hughes.
He
might have snuck through. I mean, and he sent me this with the message, looks like he didn't sniff them all out. So I do feel like...
Yeah, I saw a few of my Instagram and Twitter. Wayne Collot was in there for Wayne Collot. Well done.
Not his fault. anyway, just so you know, Jez, a couple snuck through, but mostly good sniffing.
Yeah, exactly. That's okay. But it still went to the person that I can assure you for Wayne.
Yeah.
Wasn't his real name, but he didn't.
It was his real activity.
But he said to me he didn't apply for another one on his real name.
No, of course.
Just his card. So that's okay.
It's all right. It's got like a personalised number plate.
Yeah.
you've got it now. Well done, Bicock.
We said to Mike here, podcast Mike, to say, would you mind just seeing the feel for everyone writing in and perhaps set up a hotline so people can contact us? We haven't heard these yet, But he's put this together, a hotline for the general vibe as the loyalty card went out across the country.
Ahoy, boys. It's Leighton and Alex here from Party on the Green in Perth.
We hire out portable mini golf for all events. So whether you're a sponsored golfer like Andy or more of a common man like the rest of us, we've got you covered.
Like all businesses around the world, we're proud to accept the Hamish and Andy loyalty card. So if you're in the market for some mini golf at your next soiree, give us a call or check out our Instagram, Party on the Green, and flash your loyalty card for a 10% saving.
5% of which we'll happily accept back. Cheers.
Hey, Hamish and Andy. It's Holly here from Baker's Delight in Kilsyth. We are accepting the Hamish and Andy loyalty card, but unfortunately we're not selling $2 vouchers. So, Jack, if you're looking for a present for Mum, you're going to have to look elsewhere.
G'day, guys. Christian here from Toner Point Supplies. For all your copier and printer needs, come see me. We accept the HA loyalty card. 10% off, that's 5 for you and 5 back to me.
Hi, Hamish and Andy. My name's Caitlin Paulus from Paulus Performance. We're a mobile mechanics business and we accept the Hamish and Andy card, 5% for us and 5% for you.
Hi, Hamish and Andy. It's Jack from the Gold Coast. Happy birthday, Andy, by the way. Thanks so much for your loyalty card. I went down to my local Subway at Pacific Pines and the lady on the register seemed a bit confused, but she texted the manager and she cleared it straight away and I took a hefty 5%, but I gave 5% back. So thanks again, fellas.
Lovely. Ahoy, Hamish and Andy. This is Eleanor here from Domino's. I'm just calling to let you know that we happily will accept the Hamish and Andy loyalty card. And if you stop by Domino's Aspley in Brisbane, just ask for Ellie and I will look after you.
Hey, Hamish and Andy. I just want to give a shout out to Morgan's Group Carpet Cleaning and House Cleaning in Canberra, giving me 5% off my house clean and 5% back to them. Light disclaimer, Dad would give me 100% off since he owns the business, but the 5% was helpful to go back to me and go back to him a little bit. Cheers, boys.
Keep the money flowing, the economy.
Look at that money flying around. Suddenly. What's that noise? The rush of money.
Exactly.
Zooming around the country.
If we don't get recognised by the government for this, I mean, if there's ever a reason to give it. Come on.
And 5% straight back to you. 5% of our Order of Australia straight back to the government.
Email your experiences just to the contact form.
Yep.
Perhaps we should get Podcast Mike to put another one of those together for a future weeks because it's certainly nice to see how it's going.
Can't find the email. I read it earlier this morning. Didn't keep it, but it's lost in the mire. But there's an Italian restaurant in Auckland that is having teething problems. Just to give you the heads up. If you're in the Auckland area, I don't know the name of the exact Italian restaurant, but the waitress was confused by it. Mm. The person that sent this email will know who they are here when they hear the story. Okay. Then they didn't see the waitress for the rest of the night. They thought she'd left and gone home, so they tried another person who then got referred to the manager. Seemed like a family-owned business, and the kind of the matriarch gave a stern no.
No. Okay.
The happening there in Auckland.
That's well-balanced reporting from you, Ham, because we've just put together a package of
just
letting
people know there are teething problems out there.
No, and I appreciate that.
We won't open the Trans-Tasman bubble until they're sorted out. And a very interesting special skill came in that caught our eye.
Yeah.
A young man named Tom. He has a special skill, I think, sort of, it hits at the heart of a skill that's only become a requirement in the last sort of 5 or so years.
Yes.
Which is when you are leaving the house to go shopping, how many bags do I need? How many shopping bags do I need to take to the supermarket? He says, I can predict the exact correct amount of reusable shopping bags required based off the grocery list.
And he's talking about the green calico ones.
Green calico. Yep. Not the, I forgot my bags, here's a 15-cent one.
Yep.
No, the green calico ones, the official
kind of green environmental
reusable bag. Yeah. I suppose they're painted green because you're not using plastic. I don't know what their impact on the environment is to make one, but the idea being you use it forever.
Yes.
Those ones. We all know the ones we're talking about. He looks at the list and he goes, yep, I know exactly how many bags I need. You don't.
That might be four bags.
Four bags. That could be a 5-bagger.
Yep.
That could be, because you don't want to be the person that takes too many bags. You still want to be. You don't want to be the person that doesn't take enough.
No, that has to sheepishly. And I'm too often. This happens to me. Sheepishly go back and get the 15 cent.
Get the 15 cent. Yeah. Tom prides himself on nailing the bag volume every time. He joins us now. Ahoy, Tom.
Ahoy, boys. Happy birthday, Andy.
No need. And Tom, ahoy to you. Great skill to have. also just remembering the bags is a good skill. Remembering how many bags, that's exceptional.
Yep. I always have to go, as I'm leaving to do the supermarket, my wife always yells, "Have you got the bags?" And I have to go, "Yes," and then walk really quietly. And I have to slam the door really quietly to where the bags are and then tiptoe out again.
Yes.
So it's a difficult one to remember.
Tom, I understand the way we're going to set this game up.
Well, I don't know if Tom knows the rules yet, but this is what I thought, Tommy.
Okay.
I have a shopping list in front of me.
Yep.
The shopping has been purchased, so the shopping's in here with us. It exists in physical form.
Okay.
Do you agree to the terms here? I will read the shopping list to you.
Okay.
With one clarifying question afterwards, I'll allow you.
Okay.
Problemo?
Do we have, like, just as an example, if you're saying 2 cartons of milk, am I getting the litres?
You will.
Yeah.
Okay.
There will be no ambivalence there. It will be.
Okay, just checking.
Of course.
Yeah, good stuff. Yeah.
Rather than going, some bananas.
Yeah.
Ha ha, 500. It will be fair. It will be fair and above board.
Yeah.
A fair few bickies. No, you'll be given specific amounts that any reasonable man or woman would be able to visualise from.
And no item has been snacked on their way to...
Yes, the grapes will not be diminished, for example. From there, I've had Andy pack the bags.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I would rate Andy as one of the world's best bag packers. He prides himself on it. Luggage in the back of a car.
Yep.
And
just so you know, Tom, it wasn't about trying to get it all in. I was making sure that the heavier or more robust packaged items were at the bottom. Anything that may be lighter, say a bread, that will be on top so it can't be squashed.
He's packed.
Beautiful.
I actually had to knock him back a bit to just go, whoa, remember, you're packing as the average person, not a maniac who's trying to leave not a square centimetre of air in there. So this is an average pack.
Yep.
And I think
that gives me some confidence as a former IGA employee, actually.
Also, promise you he's packing to at least the level of a 5-year employee at a supermarket.
Okay.
You'll have the option of choosing any number of bags. I'm going to read out the shopping list, and you can choose any number of bags between 0, which I do not recommend, and 7.
Okay. Sure.
So you've got to think to yourself, okay, what are we talking here? Are we talking I walked to the shops, don't need to drive to the shops? You'll have to gauge that as well because that comes down to it. So you have to get the number exactly right.
Exactly.
There is no margin of error here. You tell us how many bags this shopping list fit into.
You got yourself a coin.
And you've got yourself a coin.
Sounds good.
Okay, let's do this.
He packs his bags based off a list. 0 error, or so he says. And he's gonna be right to delight us now. Shopping bag man, guessing bags needed every time. Shopping bag man, not a single item left behind. He's a shopping bag man.
Oh, ran out of song. Bit annoying. Never happened to Elton John. You saw his concert, Ando. Did the music ever stop while he was in the zone?
He did have the advantage, though, of playing.
Yeah.
So he was
He's
on
the DJ.
Piano, so it would be surprising if his hand stopped his mouth.
He's mouthing, what are you doing, hands?
Okay, the list.
Okay, here you go, Tommy. Here's the list. 2 half watermelons, 900 grams of Greek yogurt, bag of oranges, full celery, 2x6 pack of Smith's chips, share bag, spaghetti pasta in a packet, Dolmio sauce, 500 grams, 4 apples, 2 regular sized boxes of saladas, 1 pack of Uncle Toby's muesli bars, 4 cans of tuna, a morning fresh 900 ml, Glad Wrap, 90 metres of Glad Wrap, Vegemite 380 grams, 1 litre carton of milk, butter 500 grams, loaf of Tip Top bread.
So that's your regular size Vegemite, it's not your small one.
And that's a 380,
Yeah.
Okay.
Muesli bars 2, I didn't specify that, but I'd say it's the normal pack. Is it an 8?
six.
Yeah, yeah, it's just a normal pack. Any questions?
Can I get some clarification on the oranges? Like, a pack, how big's a pack of oranges?
It's the normal netted navel orange pack.
I would say about...
But again, remember, Tom, you're seeing the list before you leave for the supermarket. Mm. So...
But I would know...
You would know
how many oranges I was going for.
I would say,
am I going for the 3 kilo? Am I going for a couple?
It's the 3 kilo.
Yep.
Just check.
Okay.
Oh, 3 kilo. Okay.
You've seen the list.
All right. Let me. Yep. Okay. I'm just trying to think.
Everyone's like, "Come on, quick! We're going to the shops. Let's go."
All right.
Come on. How many bags do we need? Don't get it wrong.
I'm tossing up between 4 and 5 right now. You don't want to go too low, obviously, because then you got to buy one. Mm. What's getting me is the two half watermelons and the oranges, because they're big.
We thought they might get you. Yep. Now, the interesting thing here is that you also don't want to go too many bags, because then
you look like a fool.
You look like a fool.
That's right.
Do you have a name for those people when you worked at IGA? Surplus baggers or something?
Bag full fools?
No, yeah. I didn't, because that was pretty... mandatory bringing your own
right.
bag.
Yeah, right.
Oh, so back then people bought their own bags, which is the hippies.
Yeah, that's right, exactly.
Okay, we're going to need an answer.
Okay. You know what?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with 6.
Tom.
Yep.
This can only be described as a blowout. Had you bought 6 bags to the supermarket, you would have been one of those people that was a bag full of fools. Do you mention Andy fit that in 2 bags?
In 2? A whole watermelon?
Yeah, mate. Yep. What can I tell?
Yeah, and I put the light.
3 kilos of oranges.
Yep.
Yeah. What can I tell you, mate? I mean,
I asked.
I've seen him back it.
I asked Haim, do you think this is fair? Nothing. You're not a fool.
No, Tommy. I'm a
I asked Haim, do you think this is fair? And he said, yeah, I think that there's nothing like nothing.
No,
like
it's not crazy. It's not crazy. It's just a good pack.
That's wow. Okay. Need to recalibrate that skill then, clearly.
Yeah, that's okay. Or just don't tell anyone you've got it.
I don't know if it's because...
Yeah, no, that's right.
Yeah, I mean, you obviously can't say that for a while, but I don't know if it's because Andy's such a good packer or if you just got lucky a few times and...
I think if...
That might have been it.
I don't think the shop assistant would have packed them that full, but it certainly wouldn't have been 6. I mean, I thought...
One overflow would have been something.
Yeah.
I also specifically wanted to get the multi-pack of Smith's chips in there because they really can. Remember, it was 2 times 6.
Yeah.
So maybe you're thinking of the 24.
They're big boxes, though, aren't they?
Ah, that's the 24s. Yep. 6 come in a soft bag.
Yeah.
Right.
Commiserations.
Sorry, Tony.
We'll send you out of time with no value.
Hearing how bad you wanted it and seeing how far off you were.
Oh, that's devastating.
Yeah.
We're going to send you a picture of the pack as well.
Yep.
That sounds good.
Because it seems like, I feel like the kind of guy that would appreciate
Andy's
pack.
Appreciate the pack.
Of course.
And also, we'll send you a token of no value, mate.
Oh, sounds great. All right, have a good one, guys.
Thank you, Tom. Bad luck.
Hey, I'm excited. We teased this a little while ago and then kind of COVID took over. We never got around to following up.
We're going
to
be distracted, Anna, but that's not unusual because it's to do with a financial investment.
Yes.
To do with an exciting business opportunity. Yes. Businesses have been disrupted by COVID, but we do our best moving on.
And it'd be a great place to put your JobKeeper money, I would say, is
this
an investment.
Get you
in
right, this will get Australia right back on track.
In an orgs invention.
What invention does he have?
Nice. Now strong.
Hawks.
Good.
Hawks.
Joining us now, Hawks. How are you, bud?
Hey, boys. Not bad.
Good to hear.
Good to hear, Hawks. Now, this has been we've done this in a bit of a different format this year with the podcast. You came on in a previous episode, teased the genre of investment, which was something to do with lighting, I believe.
Yep.
Hawks, by the way, I put a photo of you and I up on Instagram a few weeks back, and a lot of people didn't know that's the voice. Now the voice matching that face is largely the same, a bit more bearded. People wondering
and,
whether you...
And a bit better looking, I would have hoped.
You've improved.
I don't know.
What do you reckon has been your... I assume you're 38, 39 now, Hawks, same as us. What's been your best looking year?
Oh... probably a few years back. Only a few years back. Geez, when I was 19, 18, I was really struggling.
No one's
best.
Well, generally not for guys.
No. Justin Bieber got away with it, but the rest of it.
That's why
tough.
You become famous at that level.
Yeah, exactly,
because it's
you're the only
such
guy.
A unicorn to peak at 19. Yeah, I agree, Hogs. Probably 34 for me.
Hogs. Remind us what category this this invention's from or is in.
Lights.
Yep.
Well, lights have been good over the years.
Huge.
Do you want me to continue on, or is there another question before you want me to?
No,
let's hear the pitch because we've got investors standing by. They can hear this.
Yes.
Let's hear the pitch.
So lights, they have been good over the years. They've been really good to us, and they've been bad. I mean, they're
interesting pivot to cast them as the villain.
you've got to flick them on.
Yep.
You got to flick them off.
Yes.
Which is annoying. It costs a lot of money. Electricity's costs. You've got to change the lights. Yeah. You know, quite a bit.
Less nowadays with LED lights, but yes.
Yep. Gee, now if you're right, now I think about it, what are lights?
The whole point of this invention, right? So the thing is, and then you think, okay, well, lights have been a bit disappointing over the years. What has been good over the years, obviously paint is a good thing. Yep. Another good thing over the years is really we haven't taken advantage of glow in the dark.
Glowing,
right?
Glow-in-the-dark technology, has only really been utilized by the children aged 2 to 7 sector.
Yes,
glow-in-the-dark
stars,
stickers, stars. Yeah. You know, you can get the odd figurine, a unicorn. You could get, but no, at a commercial level, you don't see a lot of glow-in-the-dark.
So, put the technology into the paint. Paint your bedroom. Paint your whole house glow-in-the-dark. Right?
Yeah.
You walk into that room in the dark. It's basically you got light, and you have it's better than lights because the distribution
light.
Of lights is just a perfect dim of everywhere from the walls to the roof, right? So obviously there are some issues.
The big one is turning them off.
Turning them off, or you can't.
That's true.
So you wouldn't potentially do the bedroom.
No, you'd have to do the bedroom, right? But you know those curtains in hospitals
like around the bed.
Yeah, just bring that up to the bed, flick it around, put a little bit of a roof on it, then you can sleep no problem.
Right. Okay. So it's sort of a permanently illuminated wall and roof scenario with then an internal tent around the bed for nighttime.
Yeah.
You said earlier that one of your big points was turning the lights on and off was annoying. So I'm not sure whether the tent situation is less cumbersome than, say, switching off a light.
Oh, same as you've got to pull a curtain off it. You know, you got to close your curtains before you go to bed.
Yeah. Ah, right. So that's an activity you're doing anyway.
Mm. Yeah. So the name, right?
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, right. Okay. Yes.
Have you heard of Sally's No Gaps?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, this is Hogs' No Lights, right?
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Well, but it sounds Hogs' No Lights. I suppose you're right. It's
no lights as we know them, but it does illuminate light. Coming out.
That's my problem with the name. No Gaps. We don't want gaps. Great. I'll buy the No Gaps.
No switch. No switches, maybe.
Are you changing the name?
Switchless light solutions.
We can work on the name. We've got some investors.
Okay, we've got some investors. They've probably got questions. Hawks, one quick question I'll address. I'm sure investors have got to, but what about the problem with glow-in-the-dark technology, as I understand it, when I'm playing with the kids and they've got glow-in-the-dark stuff, you've got to charge up the thing. You've got to hold it in a light, usually like in a fluorescent light. That juices it up. Then it glows in the dark after that. On the science side of things, are we just assuming that this will be solved?
Well, it's the sun during the day is charging it up.
Okay.
That's not really the case at the moment with how glow-in-the-dark stuff works, but we're just sort of saying that's how this one works.
No, that is how glow-in-the-dark works.
It's weak though, because you take like, you know, my daughter's got a glow in the dark unicorn. I take that just from the backyard into the, you know, sometimes I take it in the toilet just to go, let's go and look at it glow. It's weak.
How much was the unicorn? Probably $2.
Let's say it was, yeah.
I haven't used the good proper glow in the dark.
Okay. I haven't used the good stuff. Okay, all right.
Casey?
This is not a cheap solution, mate.
No.
But okay, we'll put that in the ad as along with where you were closing the curtains anyway.
Casey, ahoy to you.
Ahoy, boys. Happy birthday, Andy, and congrats on the SP, Hamish.
Thank you so much for trying to put it behind me, although as we all acknowledge, that's an impossible task. Casey, what's your questions for Hawks before you depart with your JobKeeper check?
I have a question about the curtains. Do you pull it across, or is it a switch to sort of activate some curtains?
No, yeah.
We're back to the switches.
No, we're definitely not. We're not allowing any switches at all. It's just a pull over.
Right. At the offices for this business, Hawks, like once it becomes ASX listed, will there be any switches in the company allowed anywhere? Like,
why are switches the villain?
I mean, I just feel like you're one of the most anti-switch companies I've ever met.
Why are switches so bad, Hawks?
It's not the motion of flicking or switching. It's just the motion of getting up off the couch. When, you know, it turns to 6 o'clock and it's getting a bit dark.
Yeah.
I've got to get up and turn these lights on.
Okay, you know? That's better, Ed. Hawks. So you don't have to get up.
Are you aware of Nest, like that where you can control all the lighting from your phone?
Yes. So switches only, that's one of the downfalls of life, you know, like that's just...
That we've learned
I've
to
talked about to. Others.
Yes, okay. Right. Yeah, okay. Jordan, ahoy to you, Jordan.
Ahoy.
Jordan, how are you, sir? Now, have you got a question for Hawks before you invest?
Mate, absolutely ripper of an invention, as usual, mate.
Thanks,
mate. What I would say, I don't think you need the curtain, mate. We're all created with these things called eyelids. Why don't we just shut them?
Yeah.
Mate, this is a great invention.
Inbuilt curtain.
Or a blinky that you have on a plane.
Yeah.
Yeah, just put them on. That's all you need.
Yeah. I just hate them. I can't.
You prefer to have a cumbersome curtain.
He's trying to help the invention. He's trying to stop you having to install hospital curtains around every bed that you sell the product to.
And Jordan, Matt, think about the on-sell, mate, right? The eyelids cost nothing. The face mask costs maybe $2.
Mm.
We're selling the curtains for $250.
$250 for the curtains.
As an on-sell.
No, mate, that's a thing there.
Yeah, it's an interesting business move to sell someone a problem and a solution at the same time.
Mate, what are these curtains made of? $250 for a curtain? Yeah, that's pretty expensive.
Oh, it's hospital grade.
Yeah, but hospitals
aren't the centre of blackout technology. I think you mean hospital shape. Hawks, can I ask, how much does the paint cost per square metre?
Well, if you'd think, say, for example, a normal house would cost... say $4,000 to paint inside.
Yep.
So this would cost $20.
Wow.
Right.
Wow.
Okay. However, you've got to think about the savings.
You do. The electricity savings and the globes.
And I suppose the man hours of the switching.
Yeah.
That we hate.
Yeah.
and imagine the resale.
How long? I haven't done the maths. I assume you have before you make up that $16,000 extra that you spent.
I'm imagining 10. 10 years.
10 years.
But that's not. But when people buy solar, you know, you've got to wait about 30, don't you, with those things?
Seven.
Yep. Is it?
Yeah.
Well, we're saying 6.
Well, I appreciate that's good.
That's great.
That's coming 4 years. That's good. All right. Always good to know what we're saying to the customer versus what we know to be true.
I suppose we should just check back in with Casey and Jordan and go. Let's start with Jordan. Jordan, do you want to invest?
Oh, mate, with all the COVID stuff and the financial crisis, I've been looking for a safe and it's funny, safe as they come.
So that's a yes from Jordan.
Jordan likes the cut of it.
I did detect some sarcasm.
Jordan's just going out to the car to get his checkbook. He promises he'll be back in the building soon.
Casey, having heard it, how are you feeling? Would you like to invest?
I'm quite interested, but my job is a design engineer.
Oh,
so
wow.
I have access to a 3D printer, so I could feel like I could help out at some point.
Not your responsibility though, no, Casey. I mean, you're really just a financial backer here. But I mean, Casey, you know as a design engineer what the public like, what they want.
Yes.
Do you think there's an appetite for doing away with light globes and instead having only glow-in-the-dark paint covering all rooms?
I mean, it would be a special kind of audience.
Yep.
I reckon.
Yeah. So you're telling me we've got an audience?
Some kind of audience.
Yep.
Yeah.
An audience maybe in that 2 to 7 year old bracket.
an audience that's heavily bothered by switches and an excess of $16,000. That's the audience.
Thank you, Casey. Thanks, Hawks. We'll speak soon, bud.
All right, boys.
Thanks, boys.
It's good. It's good.
Thanks for listening. The Hamish and Andy podcast will return next week. Catch up or contribute at hamishandandy.com.
Listener.